Welcome to episode 559 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and Elizabeth. Today, we're catching up with Outlander agent Savannah, who just returned from the Romance Travel Forum in sunny Cancun. This exclusive event brings together top travel advisors and top romantic travel suppliers from around the world. Think dreamy destinations, luxury resorts, and all the things honeymoon, anniversary, and destination wedding. Savannah's here to share what she learned, what's trending in romance travel, and how it can help us create even more unforgettable getaways for our clients. So let's get started. Welcome, Savannah.
Yay.
Happy to have you. Yes. So I've not heard of this event before, so I'm interested to hear about it.
I actually don't remember how I found it, to be honest. I had applied.
I think you got an email, if I remember.
Yeah, I'd applied for it thinking it was, you know, such a great opportunity. And then I might have forgot about it because it was very busy. And then I was told I was good to go. And I was like, oh, well, what did I sign up for? So so I had to go back through and take a look at it. And it just seemed like a really awesome opportunity. And it turned out to be really great and met a lot of great folks and networked and learned a lot and took it all in. So really glad that I came across it.
Excellent. So you stayed at one resort there, but then you, I see you got to tour multiple properties. So I definitely want to hear more about the resort because this is a new one that just the grand opening was in October of 2024.
Yes.
This is a brand new one.
So it was held at AVA, which is a great place in general for conventions. They, the way that the resort is set up, it's kind of like just a floating cruise ship design because all the windows are kind of on one side as you walk down the tunnel so you can see the water. And then when you're walking through the entire property, it just feels like you're on a cruise ship for some reason. That was the best way to kind of describe it. And you have restaurants on one side and shops on the other. But it's just one long, I guess, hallway or something. I don't know. How do I describe it? So it's not like when you go in there and there's a whole bunch of like nooks and corners and things like that. So it's just very one, length, but, on one end is all of the convention space, and then there's multiple areas where you can actually have a wedding, have a reception, and then you can have different areas so you can kind of bounce around throughout there and find where do you want to have the actual ceremony and the reception and kind of move things around. They did kind of like a simulation of what that would look like. So they had multiple social hours, and they actually had one night where it would be where you would have a reception. So we got to see the different parts and how that would play out if you did do a wedding there, which was really cool, and all the setups and things like that. So it was a really great space to showcase that.
And this is a family resort from what
I've
kind of looked into it a little bit.
Yeah, so there's a lot for the kids to do. And then there's also places where you can drop off your kids if you want to go to dinner or if you want to go to the pool for the day. The different, I guess, age ranges, there weren't a lot of very little kids. I would say probably from five and up, really. But definitely a great place for families. I definitely saw a lot of families there together, which was really cool. So a lot for everybody.
Nice. What room type did you stay? What was your What room category did you stay in, I should say?
So I actually, I had just, a two bed with a balcony. Everybody gets a balcony. So just for me, but we did get to tour some of the other types of rooms, the ones that had the extended balconies, and some of the, larger suites. So there's a lot of space to hold really just a whole family, or if it's just a couple. So I really liked how big the rooms were, even just for me, especially with those balconies being so big. I mean, there was a whole, the jacuzzis on there. I mean, there was just so much space. And the bathrooms were really large. The rooms were really nice. I really liked them.
Are the bathrooms an open floor plan, or do they have privacy? Sometimes all inclusives, the bathrooms are sort of open to the elements, shall we say? Like you can see the shower from the bedroom kind of thing.
No, I mean, there was a sliding door, but there was like a hole in the wall above the sink. And then, I mean, you could look out to the water. You could look clear across the room. But no, it was very, it was enclosed too, because you could do the door. So it wasn't open to that. Obviously, like when you first walk in, it's open, but it's kind of, it's more private.
So yeah. So if your friend's staying there together, like attending your friend's wedding, and you're not super comfortable changing clothes or whatever, would you have private space to do that?
Yes, because also the bathroom, there's a door to the bathroom, door to the shower. It's open to the sink, and it's in its own area. So, so I guess there would be a door for each individual part of the bathroom. You would just have the open sink area.
Okay. Okay.
How was the food?
Food was good. The food was good, but it tastes different in its own way. I don't know how to describe it, but I was talking about, I was like, it tastes good, but it tastes different. And I don't know. But the food was really great. I didn't get a lot of time to go to each individual restaurant. There was quite a few that I wanted, but the reservations, if you didn't book them like right when you got there, that midweek, it was kind of hard to get into, or they would be super late. And then with the events that we had, there really wasn't enough time to actually go. I think I only had one night really that I could go to. Well, two nights, the first night and the last night were the only two nights that I could make a reservation to go. But the food was really, really good. And service was phenomenal, especially in the restaurants, in the buffet area. The food I thought was very high quality, and there was a lot of options. It was sort of a buffet style, but there was a lot that they were cooking right in front of you. So a lot of the breakfast stuff was cooked to order, and the lines moved really fast. So I thought it was very efficient, especially when I didn't order room service in the morning. Sometimes I wanted to go through and get a little bit of a variety, and I still made it on time to everything. So very quick. And that was open all day. So even at some point, if I just wanted to get like a snack or something, cause they did have buffets for us inside the convention area, but I wanted to try everything as much as possible. So, but yeah, it was really good.
I see in the show notes here that there's a restaurant that has a plant-based concept. Did you get to try that at all?
No, I only got to do the hibachi the first night. And then I did Mediterranean. Did I do Mediterranean?
Okay.
Or I did one of the other Asian ones. I think that was the only one I could get into. It was very limited at that point, because I had been so busy, I didn't schedule a reservation, and I was trying to wrap up kind of early just because I had an early flight. So mm-hmm. had to have an early dinner. I really wanted the steakhouse, but that was, you could not get in.
So do you know if you can make reservations like before you're on property, or do you have to wait till you're there?
I would have to double check. I don't know, because I think it, you also have to have your room number. Because one thing that I learned is if I were to make a reservation at the Hibachi and then I wanted to change my reservation, but I didn't want to walk all the way down, I could make it at the Hibachi. Like if I wanted to change it from Hibachi to French, I could just ask the Hibachi to change the reservation for me, because they all use the same computer system at each restaurant. So they could actually check for me in the system and say, oh, yeah, this one has an earlier time that you can go in. And then I wouldn't have to go all the way down there.
Gotcha.
So that is one really cool thing, where I could call from my room and say, is it possible to change to an early dinner time? And if they didn't have it at that restaurant, they could tell me if another restaurant did.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I would have to check to see if you can make it beforehand. But I think you have to have a room number, because I did have to provide that.
Yeah, I don't think you can. And I think that's sort of a way to keep it stress-free, if you will.
Not congested. So you're not having
to, yeah, I mean, it can be stressful because you show up with no reservations. But basically, that's a good rule of thumb for any all-inclusive, is to, like, as soon as you check in, go make dining reservations, like, right away.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The good thing is, like, and I don't know if it was just the time that I was there, it really wasn't that busy. But again, they only have so many restaurants, so it does fill up pretty fast. But like if you were to go to any of the other bars or any of the smaller areas where they have, like, it's not a taco stand, but it's just along the way. It's right outside of a store. But I mean, you could just easily walk up and get three tacos. So there was a lot of other alternatives that you can do. Like everything else, there really wasn't a wait. And I don't know if it was because the capacity was so low. But the restaurants did that, you know, that was one thing that I wish was just a little bit easier. To get into some things rather than have a 9 o'clock, but some people might want to eat that late. I don't, different, you know, yeah. Different preferences.
Yeah. The taco stations definitely stood out to me in the show notes. You know, plant-based stood out to Sandy, but I saw the taco stations and
yeah,
to be able to just walk up and just grab three tacos. I'm down with that.
I really think it was like the last night where we were trying to eat as much as possible because we had been so busy. So we actually we stopped at the buffet for like a snack, and then we made our way to one of the restaurants and then like had a cocktail at one of the bars. Then we ate at the restaurant, and then we may have stopped for a taco to try, and then had to get ice cream. And so we were trying every little thing. Because it was last, you know, day, but
for science, I mean, it's part of the job. You have.
I know. Yeah. I know. Had to try it.
Yeah,
yeah. My stomach wasn't happy, you know, being so full. But I mean, it was good to try everything.
Worth it.
Yeah,
totally worth it. Absolutely. So let's switch and talk about some of the like activities and entertainment at the property. How was that?
I mean, I'll be honest, it was very quiet. There wasn't actually a whole lot that was going on. If you're looking for something that's really big but very calm, that's kind of, I mean, we had a party because that's what they were simulating for, you know, having, you know, the wedding reception and that DJ. I mean, I think I felt the buildings kind of rattle a little bit. So there is the opportunity and the place to do it. But as a whole, while I was there, nothing else was really happening. I didn't get a lot of time to go out to the pool. But when I did, you know, sit out on my balcony there, it was very quiet. There wasn't a lot of music or anything. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's definitely a good place if you did have, if you were holding a convention or something like that, and then, you know, make it a little bit not as rowdy, I guess you could say, that would be a perfect spot. But I think if you did have a wedding reception, it would definitely kind of create more of that atmosphere that there was a livelier atmosphere happening, but
so there really wasn't. I need to interject here because Savannah has not been on the podcast before and is a fairly new Outlander travel agent. So I need to know, are you a night owl? Are you somebody who would do the night entertainment, or are you a go to bed early person like the rest of us?
Well, this was the running joke in the group because I was the youngest person and I wanted to go to bed by 10 o'clock. I mean, I was like, I mean, the ladies I met, you know, these are their vacations, right? And they were out, they went out to the club every night. They were out till 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm thinking skincare, face mask. I want to lay down. I've been eating all day. Like, I just, no, unfortunately, I was very tired from taking in everything. I did not participate in the clubs and the things like that. But I heard a lot of great things about it. Everybody loved it. Everybody had a great time. Everybody else was partying. I unfortunately turned in a little bit early.
So it sounds like there are, it's fun to have late at night if you wish to have your eyes open and be outside. Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely the option. And I mean, I didn't really even see a lot of people outside and about. I do think the bars were getting pretty full in from just walking by on my way back to my room. But there's the option and the opportunity, you know, to do that. I just didn't do that. I was very tired.
Yeah, no judgment. I just wanted to clarify because I think that there might be other people out there who are like, what is she talking about? There's plenty to do at night. But for those of us who actually have a decent bedtime because, you know, we're responsible adults.
But I do think it was good because for some folks, you know, if you do want a quieter atmosphere, you don't have to stress that it's going to, you'll hear it from, you know, inside your room and things like that. Because, and it's where the nightclub is placed. It's at the very bottom, at the very bottom. So with as many rooms as they have, you're not going to hear anything or be just disrupted by anything. And the first floor that has all of the food and shopping and entertainment, things like that, it's so separated from everything above it. So you won't be disturbed by anything.
Good to know. It's cool. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe you got to do some other site inspections. So, I mean, I don't touch briefly on the other property. I mean, we don't have to go into great detail, but like the other properties that you did get to visit on this trip.
Yes. So the Breathless and the Secrets were very unique in the sense that one was a little bit more, I don't want to say upscale, but maybe a little bit more polished atmosphere, which would really be good for couples on a romantic trip with just a little bit more. I keep thinking of the word polished, but it's a little bit quieter. It's a little bit more serene. The other side of it, the Breathless, I think is more for the younger couples. So that would be really good for actually bachelorette and bachelor parties because of the way that they have their pools and kind of lounge areas and with bars set up, and just the atmosphere alone was a little bit more lively where there was music everywhere you walked around. The folks that the age range that I saw there was probably 20s to 40s, whereas the Secrets had a little bit more higher age range for folks that were lounging by the pool. And it was just a little bit quieter atmosphere. Both have pretty much the same views as far as the beach and everything. But one just had a little bit of a livelier side. And I could tell that, you know, if we came back in the evening time, there was definitely going to be more partying and things like that. But pretty much everything else was the same as far as the rooms. They got to show us what it would look like if it was a honeymoon suite set up or if they were getting married and things like that. So we got some really nice we were able to go in and take some pictures of how that would look, if it was for, you know, romance and things like that. The impressions, and I keep feel, I feel like I keep saying this right. Moche, I think you just take the X out of it.
That's
that was the most amazing resort I've ever seen. I was completely blown away from the second we walked up. They handed us a glass of champagne, a cold towel, and it kind of, the way when you walk in to check in and drop they take your luggage, you get to see the entire resort in front of you, and then the ocean right behind. So it's at the very top, and there's this giant lagoon at the bottom. There's so much greenery. There's all these like hidden pools. I mean, you thought you saw everything, and I think we were there for 3 hours, and there was still more to see. It was absolutely gorgeous. That catered to almost every age group, because there was so much for kids, there was so much for adults, there's so much for bachelors and bachelorettes, but also they had the prettiest setup for doing a wedding. They had all these different areas where they had infinity pools, and oh, I could just go on all day. I want to go back there so bad. It was absolutely gorgeous. The rooms were stunning. They had jacuzzis that were almost the size of a king bed. I mean, it was ginormous. I don't know how it was built like that. It was so insane. And the views were so beautiful. It was very elegant too, in a way where it was just, you didn't even know where you were. I could not, there's so many amazing things. The food that we did get to try was good. There's so many different things. They had a theater that looked insane. It was gorgeous. They had a speakeasy. They had all of these individual dining restaurants that you can have for your groups if you had a wedding party and things like that. And it was absolutely stunning. I was really impressed, and I hope to go back there.
I have a question. You've mentioned kids, but isn't it adult only at Secrets?
Secrets is adult only.
Yeah.
You're right. Sorry. You're right.
Okay.
I was thinking of all the pools. I was like, it would be fantastic if it was like, it just looked like there was all these just, it just looks so much fun. Like I was like, I want to come back here. And it was so many levels to it. I mean, you could get lost in there, but they had a really great, set up for the bridal suite and the groom suite and things like that. And just the way everything flowed, it just really made a lot of sense. So I was really impressed.
Cool.
And then what about the Hyatt Vivid?
So I actually didn't get to go to that one because we got rained out. So the way they had it set up was they told us that we were going to be getting breakfast at one of the first resorts that we went to. Well, that really wasn't communicated. They never had breakfast for us. So by the time we got through the first three tours, we were supposed to be heading to the Hyatt. But when we got to the beach club, they took us to their beach club because it's not on the water. We had lunch there, and as soon as we sat down, I looked up and I told all the girls around me, I said, get your pictures right now. And they're like, why? And I'm like, I think it's going to rain in like 20 minutes. And they're like, what are you talking about? It looks gorgeous. It's beautiful. It was so nice. I'm like, nope, I can feel it. It poured down rain in 20 minutes. And they were like, so happy that they got their picture. So they had to bring us back because the fam trips were, their transfers were leaving. So some people had to come back, and it just got so chaotic. But we did get to go to the beach, and they were able to give us some other information and stuff like that. And they did a drive-by, but we didn't actually get to go. So we had to turn all the way back around. So the logistics of that day got really hectic. But we at least got to have a little bit of time at the beach club, which was really fun for, I would say, the younger crowd. But it was really cool to see that too. The water was absolutely stunning there.
Nice.
Sounds like you got the true experience of your first business trip for
yeah.
a travel agent.
Oh yeah.
All the glamour.
Oh yeah. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun too. With meeting as many people as I did and just getting their impressions on things, like kind of understanding and talking about it, because what I might think is, you know, my opinion, they might think something different. And I had ran into another, somebody I was introduced was another wedding planner, and we were kind of discussing the pros and cons of certain locations, and what she thought was actually different than what I thought. And that's just how our experiences are different, like in weddings and things like that. And what she might have suggested was a little bit different. So it was really great to have those conversations and kind of think about different options and stuff like that. So I really, really value being able to do that. Mm-hmm. And just kind of learning how these site visits work and how, you know, kind of what to expect in the future and things like that. So.
Yeah, bring your walking shoes. Mm-hmm. Hydrate.
Bring my little fan that like sits on your shoulders, you know. So yeah, but it was a really great experience, and I was definitely blown away by that one resort that it was the perfect location for everything, because you could have, you know, some of the older generations, you know, they would have some quiet places to go, and they would have some, or, you know, shopping and things like that. And then they're, you know, some of your younger generations could go out and do whatever all day. And I just thought, it was really great to see that, in person.
Okay. Anything else that we need to add that we've not covered? I think we've covered just about everything. Yep. Got everything.
Hopefully go again next year. I'll be curious to see where we do it next year.
We'll bring you back next year. We'll talk about it again. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you for joining us, Savannah.
Yay. Thank you.
And on behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.